My name is Meg Slater, and I am Assistant Curator in the International Exhibition Projects Department at the NGV. One of my favourite artists in our collection is Linda Benglis. The first time I saw an artwork by Linda Benglis, I almost stood on it. I was walking through the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and after being prompted by a security guard to step back, I looked down to realise I was just centimetres from Benglis' modern art, 1970 to 1974. Two bronze masses that seem to capture a fluid substance in motion. My initial reading of modern art, as something so unexpected that you almost trip over it, demonstrates how Benglis pushes the limits of her working materials. Benglis invents methods of making, creating works that exist somewhere between painting and sculpture. In these works, Benglis has applied layer upon layer of heated beeswax to narrow pieces of wooden board. Untitled, 1967, is almost impossibly smooth, with beeswax, mixed with pigment and resin, painted on either side of a central point and blended to create a spectrum of blues and pinks. Untitled, 1971, has a less cosmetic finish. Many of these beeswax paintings come sculptures, naturally mutated as they cooled. And, as Benglis described, they began to rumple. And as they began to rumple, I became interested in the formations that occurred.